a lot of people who you wouldn't think would be particularly fruitful interviews actually had incredibly good stuff. I spoke to his dog walker, I remember at one point, because I, you never know, you talk to everyone, you turn every page, as Robert Caro says. I really wasn't expecting much from it, but then the dog walker told me that he was there on the day that Peter had got the phone call saying that George Plimpton, one of his greatest friends, had died. So this man was actually witness to Peter's shock and grief. A dog walker, you would never have really expected that. And I also spoke to his very first girlfriend. At the end of the conversation, she said to me, oh, do you want this? And she hands over a plastic bag. And inside the plastic bag were 120-something letters that he'd written to her from Pearl Harbor.
Oh, how wonderful.
In 1945, 1946.
Goodness.
So all sorts of places that you wouldn't think would necessarily be that useful ended up being incredibly, incredibly important.